unspeakable horrors that lie at the bottom of the vat are not pronounceable in our tongue. Some nacho cheese. Maybe not right this second.
Yeah.
But
somewhere down the road here.
I go for some, like, shitty fucking 7-Eleven nachos. Go to Little League Field. Demand they open up a snack bar.
It's not even baseball season.
Sell me a nachos, you dipshit. Oh, no, this shit has been sitting here since, like, May. I'm like, no, fuck you.
It needs to age properly. You can't just have it now.
Give it to me now. I've got a Tootsie Pop. It's got the Indian with the star on it. You owe me. The Indian with the star was the greatest lie of our times. Since they faked the moon landing, I mean. You know, on Tootsie Pops, they have all the fucking dumb shit on the label.
Yeah.
And one of them was an Indian, and the tip of his arrow was a star. And I don't know what the fuck, how anyone came to believe this, but people thought if you got a whole one of those on a wrapper, you were then entitled to a free Tootsie Pop at the Little League place, the Little League Stadium, Little League Field. I don't even know if they did it there.
That just sounds like one of those urban legends.
Yeah. Apparently, according to Snopes, that has dogged them since 1931 when they introduced me. When they introduced Holdings. Not true, though. People talk about McDonald's delivery in here. McDonald's in New York delivers, don't they?
I think it depends on the McDonald's. Some do. Like, you know, there's a KFC in my neighborhood that delivers, but there is not a McDonald's in my neighborhood that delivers.
I feel like I saw a McDonald's in Manhattan.
Yeah.
That said, like, free delivery.
Yeah, I think it just depends on whether they want to pay to have a delivery guy do stuff or not.
Yeah. Do you think there'd be a market for a McDonald's hamburger where, like, their selling point was, after we make it, we're going to squeeze it a little bit to get some of the grease out?
Shouldn't they maybe squeeze it before they put it together?
Yeah. I mean, yes. Like, you know, we're going to squeeze these patties. These patties will be pressed in such a way that they will be less fucking greasy.
I think there maybe is a market for that. I also think that there are a lot of people who would not want that, who want that grease.
Yeah.
Who want it just, like, all up in them.
Because I got to thinking, like, what if if you had a McDonald's buffet, then you get into weird territories where it's like, oh, they technically can kind of let you make a quesadilla and throw a patty in the middle of it. And I was like, well, the grease in that patty would render that inoperable at best.
Yeah. Functionless. Is this the sort of thing that keeps you up at night?
Yeah.
All right. The weight of the world is on your shoulders, Jeff.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
a new Wu-Tang Clan album out.
Is it out?
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to partake?
Not really, no.
Okay. I knew they were doing something. I didn't know if it was out yet or not.
Yeah. They missed the anniversary originally. Like, the 36 Chambers came out in 93.
Oh, okay.
So they were originally planning to have this album out for then. And then didn't.
Well, based on what I've read, trying to wrangle my group is no small task.
Yeah.
Except for You God, he's always down.
Of course, yes, You God is there going like, we should make another album! I'm ready to rap.
Please.
I mean, ready to rap. When I get off work, I'll come in and I'm ready to rap. Oh, that's right. I guess there's a new Ghostface album out as well.
That last one was not so good.
Capadonna is always showing up around the Wu Mansion going, are we doing anything? Do I matter? Do I count still? Can I be a member of the Wu-Tang Clan? I did the math.
Technically, I count.
I think literally at one point, Capadonna was driving a cab.
Hey, you know, you gotta make ends meet.
Yeah. Good, stupid, like, Wu-Tang family tree looking thing, just like, of affiliates, and where does Brooklyn Zoo fit in?
I want to say they did something like that the last round of, like, interviews and stuff that they did. Someone did something like that, but it wasn't all-encompassing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it would be on, like, who actually is a real member and who isn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, once you start kind of getting into sort of the more tangential relationships of that whole thing.
Yep. I would have thought that someone would have done something like that when Christ Bearer cut his dick off. Did you hear about that?
I think I did.
Yeah.
I think that might have actually been the only time I ever heard of Christ Bearer.
Oh, yeah. Cut his dick off, jump off a roof or something. Because PCP or whatever, I don't know.
Whatever he was doing. It wasn't good.
That album was good. That he, the group, whatever group it was he was a part of, that did one album, was surprisingly pretty okay.
But then that happened.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess, yeah. Guess that's a wrap. Oh, yes, of course, yes. I see.
Very nice.
Red Bull energy drink's effects have been recognized worldwide by top athletes, busy professionals, college students, and travelers on long journeys.
I guess tired people just doesn't have the same ring to it.
Yeah, and they can't necessarily say, like, truckers! Then they'll get sued by some trucker who fell asleep on Red Bull.
Graveyard shift people. I'm not snappy. Emergency room doctors on hour 16 of their shift.
God, I gotta get a Red Bull. Alright, a little shaky, but whatever. Let's cut this guy.
Spray just fucking lines the walls.
Did you see there were some fucking class action suit they had to settle because Red Bull's not actually giving you wings?
No. Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Come on. Come on.
They registered, like, the most nondescript URL for it. It's just, like, energydrinksettlement.com or some fucking... I was going to fill it out because they would give you free Red Bull. I was like, well, okay.
Did you?
The website was getting hammered really hard when they were doing that stuff, so...
A lot of people wanted Red Bull.
Like, when it first got announced. Well, it seemed like the site was going to be open for a while, so...
Yeah, I don't think I drank enough Red Bull to have been privy to that, but good to know. I just don't drink a lot of energy beverages in general.
Well, at one point, you know, at some point they can't prove if you bought a Red Bull any time between now and 2009.
No, it has nothing to do with that. I'm just saying, like, even if I got free Red Bull, I don't know how often I would actually drink it.
Oh, yeah. I bought this one over the weekend thinking I might mix it with vodka in a classic style, but it ended up not getting used for that purpose.
Instead, it's what's going to fuel you through hours and hours of podcasting today.
Yes.
By the time we get to the Powerbomb cast, you're just going to be a jittery, screaming mess.
I'm like, ah, wrestling! CM Punk is a fighter. Who cares? It's a preview of my opinion on CM Punk joining UFC, by the way.
Looking forward to it. Yeah. Looking forward to hearing you extrapolate on that. I like Dragon Age. I'm not sure that that game is for me.
Mm.
In the same way that I'm not sure any BioWare RPG is really for me. Which is to say that I like certain aspects of it, but I don't know if I really love playing it that much.
Well, if it makes you feel any better or worse, the ending of it I thought was pretty lame.
Yeah, well. You know, that's one of those games that's more, seems like it's more about the journey than it is the conclusion, so...
Yeah.
doing?
Our name defines us. Come to Shit Eaters.
I think it's Integrity.
Oh, Integrity. Our name defines us. Got it. Okay. Yeah. All right.
But I mean, you know, if you were called Shit Eaters, I would say that your name probably defines you as well. It's not a lot of room for interpretation.
No, we're a child clown rental service started by Joseph Shit Eater.
Oh. 1947. I see. Yeah. You might want to work on that name a little bit.
We were at one point called Shit Eaters and Sons. Unfortunately, the Sons decided to fuck off and start their own business selling drugs. Guy driving in his truck, windows down, hood on his hoodie up.
Maybe the window doesn't go up.
Maybe he's smoking.
Also possible.
Maybe he's an idiot.
Maybe he's vaping.
Look at him, he was doing none of those things.
Yeah, he just seems like he might be an idiot.
I find driving with a hood up on a hoodie to be incredibly distracting.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried to not do that.
Still doing it.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
Nope.
Don't stop. Oh shit, I just realized that Hearthstone expansion comes out today. God damn it. Literally the worst day for that to come out. They did a thing over the weekend where they let you build decks in the arena mode, which is where they give you, like, randomized cards.
Yeah.
Using the new ones just so you can play around with them.
Yeah.
They added a lot of shit. They're adding a lot of cards to that game.
Huh.
restaurants.
Like, do they make any, like, how different is it?
So they're adding some ones to existing, like, themes. Like, they're adding more pirate cards, they're adding more murlocs and that stuff, but they're also added a whole new thing called mechs.
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of different, like, theming bonuses you can kind of build around those. And then they added, like, new, you know, class-specific cards and stuff just kind of all built around that. Because the whole thing is just, like, a goblins versus gnomes thing.
Yeah.
Which, I didn't play a lot of World of Warcraft, but I do remember that there was a lot of weird mechs and stuff going on around those races.
Right, yeah. Yeah, the goblins are weird engineers. It's where the game gets all this fucking steampunk bullshit.
Yeah.
It's like, here's a motorcycle. I'm like, not, no. Why? Watch any of that PlayStation stuff over the weekend?
Not really. I caught a couple of the trailers that floated out afterward. I am super into whatever the fuck it is that Katamari guy is making.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No. Tam.
Yeah. Watam. Watam.
Watam. Watam. Whatever.
Yeah.
That seems cute and weird.
Yeah.
That whatever remains of Edith Finch thing sounds neat.
Yeah.
Did David Jaffe really say fucktard at the end of that conference?
He did.
Oh, god damn it.
He has since apologized.
Yeah. Alright, well.
He said, yeah, I never used the main word here, but I didn't even realize that fucktard was a derivative of that. But now that I'm here thinking about it, of course it is. I'm sorry. Oh shit.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't watch, like I said, I just kind of picked through some of the trailers afterward. It sounded like they had some neat stuff there, though.
Yeah, it was a weird show. It was maybe a little too long.
I mean, everyone said it just seemed like an E3 conference in December. A press conference.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they were a little less buttoned up, but not much.
Right.
But it was the sort of stuff where, like, you know, since it was their show and there was no other pressure on their show, they were like, well, let's just start it with a lot of Uncharted.
Right.
So the Uncharted bit was super fucking long. Which I think, actually, maybe it was not the best idea. Well, whatever, I don't know. People fucking love Uncharted, so...
And they haven't shown anything of that game yet.
Also, he fell out of the world at one point in the demo, which was pretty fucking amazing. I mean, whatever, they restarted, like, whatever. Game's in development, who cares?
Yeah, I know. It's just, with the way things have been going this year, I feel like that sort of thing, people are a little more hypersensitive about that now.
Yeah.
But like you said, in development, I get it.
But like half that demo was Nathan Drake climbing shit, which is like rapidly become my least favorite thing in video games.
Right.
especially the way they do it, which is like there's zero stakes to any of that. I'm just like, I'm gonna hold up and he's gonna climb up, and this will be a little scripted thing where he's gonna fall and I'll mash on the button to not fall, and then I'm gonna keep holding up. It was one of those shows that's like makes it kind of clear that like Sony first party just seems like a non-fucking factor.
Right.
I mean, they have their big games, they absolutely do, but like compared to just like the fucking whirlwind of like, now we're gonna announce like another fucking 60 fucking games.
Right.
Some big, some small. You know, name drop Persona 5 in the middle of it all. And then the Street Fighter news is fucking crazy.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. Like,
but like they're bringing all the Yakuza games over. It's one of the things they announced. Is like third-party production. Is like, oh yeah,
like all of them.
Like Yakuza 5 for PS3 is coming over like next year. Like the other ones are out today digitally, or were out over the weekend or something. I think.
So I've never played a Yakuza game.
Eh, they ain't all that.
That's what I keep hearing, is that a lot of people really like them, but then a lot of them are also very disappointing.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what to make of those.
Oh, yeah, it's just weird, you know? So like, that stuff is... Well, I don't know. I wonder how much money it cost them to localize, you know, to do a bare minimum localization on that stuff.
I mean, yeah, those are like dialogue-heavy games, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. But it's like, it just seems like that's the, you know, the most interesting work at Sony seems like the team that is out there going like, well let's fucking make these third parties, you know, not have excuses to not put their games on our platform.
Right.
Like, if they don't have the fucking manpower... Like, if their workforce is too small and too focused on something else to do this port, like, we'll fucking take care of it. We'll find you a fucking porthouse. We'll do it.
I think that's cool. I think that is a really cool approach to that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, maybe even if it isn't a lot of games that I necessarily want to play, like, I like that they're at least trying it.
Right. Like, they're doing Bastion for Vita and PS4.
Sure. Why not?
You know?
I would play Bastion again on my Vita. Because I would like to play things on my Vita.
Yeah.
I actually almost bought another Vita, and then I stopped myself, because they had one, the Borderlands one, for sale for like $50 on Amazon at one point.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, basically, the cost of that game, you
right.
get a Vita also, and I almost thought, like, well, I lost my charger, maybe I should get another one, because I don't know.
Right.
Then I didn't do that, because I thought that would have been insane.
It's a bad version of Borderlands.
No, I know that, and I wasn't even buying it for Borderlands. Yeah. Like, I didn't even care about that. It was just like $50.
Yeah.
It was one of their like flash deals on like Black Friday or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of weird little stuff that like. Felt like they were going out of their way to kind of appease different pockets of angry video game fans here and there. You know, where it's like, alright, you want Yakuza? Here, fuck you. Here's Yakuza.
Yeah.
Better buy them. For all the fucking noise you made, you better fucking buy it.
Yeah, people have been yelling about those games forever. I remember that clearly.
Yeah.
Some of them have come out in the U.S., though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I remember, like, Ryan reviewing a couple of those back in the day.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess I would say, like, the first couple, maybe, came out over here.
Yeah.
What it was. Yeah, there's some good moments, like good and bad, or funny and serious or whatever.
Yeah.
Like when Square got out there and said Final Fantasy VII is coming to PS4, and they were like, "Oh, it's the PC version." Like that, we didn't change any of the graphics on.
It's not an HD update or anything.
You know, yeah. It's like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, the only visual I really remember is that gif that was going around of Kenta Takahashi just doing his little spin on the stage while he was bored and waiting for someone else to finish talking.
Yeah.
They showed more of that Until Dawn game, which people seem pretty divided on, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, because it just looked like that's the Hayden
Panettiere,
yeah.
sort of a Quantic Dream type game, but not really.
Yeah, fuck that. That looks
good. Yeah.
There's like a translated Famitsu interviewer with Ono out there saying that originally they were going to... So they showed gameplay. They showed Street Fighter gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little bit. Originally that was supposed to be the thing that was going to happen this weekend at the Capcom Cup. The Capcom Pro Tour Finals.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have some other announcement about the game there.
Yeah, the exclusivity on that is kind of nuts, but, you know, that totally feels like a game that Sony would go after.
Yep. Yeah, for the markets where Sony is selling consoles, that is a good, popular choice. Capcom is a company that would probably be in need of help to make that game happen on this timetable.
Right.
And Adam has all the history to actually make that happen.
Right. Ultimate question. Will we see an Iron Galaxy logo on that game somewhere?
Let's hope not. I want it to be good.
From the footage they showed, did it look markedly better than 4? Because the little blips they showed in that trailer did
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like the stuff in the trailer is the same. It's obviously like that's the whole fight, and the clips from that fight were put in the trailer
right.
or something. It's the same background, same characters, all that stuff. But I don't know, it looks fine. It doesn't look dramatically different to me. I mean, you know, like there are moves and stuff in there. You're like, oh, okay, there's stuff in here. But... I don't know. Like, it was weird to see that kind of ink effect on that hurricane kick, because it seems like something they should just get away from.
Yeah, I mean, that was just, they've been milking that whole thing for, like, however many iterations of
yeah.
4 there
well,
were.
Yeah, it's the look of 4.
And
you
that's
know?
Fine.
Like, 5 should not have the look of 4.
No, it should have something different.
But yeah, I don't know, it's a good early, like, you know, there haven't been a ton of fighting games out on either platform yet.
Yeah, it's like Guilty Gear and
Right. Guilty Gear is just about out.
Injustice last year.
Injustice. Yeah. Killer Instinct.
Right.
So Street Fighter gives Sony a strong counter to Killer Instinct. A fucking impossibly strong counter.
Right.
It helps determine, like, you know, what consoles do the Evo organizers buy.
Right.
And the answer is probably both, because, you know, they probably are going to have to run KI.
Yeah, I mean, KI is doing reasonably well, right? Like, there is at least a decent number of people that are pretty into that game.
Definitely. Yeah, it seems like some people are pretty hyped about it. It definitely has a fan base.
And good. Like, I mean, you know, I didn't play a ton of it, but from what I played, I liked.
Yeah, it's a good game. It's I enjoy it, which is more than I can say for past Killer Instinct games.
Right. I just didn't like it enough to want to, like, spend a bunch of money on, like, the extra characters and seasons and stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, people are out there going, like, well, obviously, you know, this is going to be like it was on SNES and Genesis, and, you know, you're going to end up with some kind of weird version of Street Fighter 2, you know, like, when they did Special Champion Edition for Genesis.
Right.
That they'll do that for Xbox at some point down the line.
Yeah, I can't imagine this is a permanent exclusive. Like, this has got to be one of those, like, first-year kind of things.
Sony is assisting in development in a way that makes that super fucking weird. This isn't just a money deal. This is a, like,
we're helping out.
We will help you make it happen sort of thing. So, like, the wording... Like, it's Adam on stage saying Street Fighter V will never appear on another console.
That's pretty definitive.
I mean, that is definitive for this, you know, whether it means, like, at some point you get, like, Street Fighter V Turbo, and that ends up being multi-platform. But it's also coming to PC.
Right.
And it'll be cross-compatible online between PC and PS4.
That's smart.
Which is fucking nuts.
Smart, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's wild.
It's a wild west out there right now.
Yeah. And that's, like, you know, like, good on whoever fucking writes the checks at Sony, I guess, for... Well, I don't know. We'll see how it does. But that, like, that seems like a good thing. For a company that doesn't necessarily have the war chest that Microsoft has when it comes to buying exclusives and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's the right one for them.
Sure.
I think. Like, tonally, like, I think that fits across the board.
Yeah, and if you are a company that is still very heavily marketing consoles in Asia, there you go. That is, like you said, that is a game that you should have.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe, you know, a year after that, we'll be playing Super Street Fighter V on an Xbox or whatever.
Some part of me that wonders if, like, that's why Sony First Party feels like it's been such a non-factor is because they are assigning people to work on all these other third-party projects to get them on the system.
I don't know. I think the third-party team is pretty separate.
Yeah.
From like, Sony Japan, like, Japan Studio and some of that stuff. And San Diego.
Right.
You know, this means we'll get good joysticks for PS4 finally.
Right. Cool, another fighting stick for me to buy, use extensively for 2 months, and then put under a couch and never use again.
Hell yeah. We have a lot to get done over the next 2 days.
Yes, we do. I am foreseeing some later nights the next 2 nights. That's fine. I feel like today is just podcasting day, and then tomorrow is probably film everything day.
Yeah, you might be right. We might be able to get one thing shot today.
Sure, if we can fit it in, we should. One thing we will be recording for sure today is the Power Bombcast, so if anyone out there in the chat wants to send questions in for that, alex@giantbomb.com, send them along, please. We will have plenty to talk about today.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know, all the wrestling's kind of a blur.
Well, there's all the podcast stuff that's been going on.
That stuff, but, yeah.
There's the New Japan World stuff. There's the, you know, the sudden rise of Lucha Underground and its actual goodness. There's stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Most of it's not WWE, which I'm fine with. I'm totally fine with having that be the shortest part of the conversation this week.
Dissertation on the viability of the term slap nuts.
I wrote my entire college thesis on slap nuts.
Yep. I hope that whenever fucking Jeff Jarrett launches his whatever the fuck it is he's doing, that the belt is just called like the Slap Nuts World Championship. It's got a little guitar on it or something. And
or literally just a picture of a hand slapping a ball sack.
Yeah. We wanted to make sure this promotion sucked as much as the person fucking running it, so.
He's just waiting for Spring Breakers 2 to finally make his big break,
yep,
his exit.
Yeah, yeah. Why the fuck is Jeff Jarrett in the fucking Spring Breakers?
I don't know. If you wanted a loud guy to play a sort of preacher-type character, youth minister-type dude, I could kind of see it.
Yeah. Vaguely Southern.
Yeah. Sort of guy who could come from Tennessee or Florida or Texas, you have no idea.
I watched Lucy over the weekend.
How was that?
I liked it.
I heard that from most people that it was sort of a return to Luc Besson-ness from Luc Besson, but not necessarily a great movie.
Yeah, that's kind of... It has... It tries to cover a lot in just under 90 minutes. Like, there's no time for anything that it's trying to do.
Right.
As a result, so it just all... It all comes together, and you're like, oh, well... Well, wait. Hang on. Like, can we slow this down a little bit?
I feel it's telling that the Game Awards happened on Friday, and I've already mostly forgotten about them.
Did you stick around and watch much more of them?
I watched until the Hardline segment, and that was when I said, okay, it's time to go to Hood Slam.
Yeah. I was in the car for most of that. And then I might go back and watch. Sounds like it was okay.
Yeah, my...
Though that Hardline segment sounds like it was maybe the most fucking ill-timed fucking... I guess last time fucking they talked about Hardline, it was a bad time to talk about your fucking, yeah, cops! And they're fucking, they're hard-edged.
It hasn't gotten better.
It has not gotten better. If anything, it's gotten worse.
Yeah. Yeah, the segment itself seemed really tone-deaf, and then they had this band come on who had written the theme song to that game, and you could tell they were, like, going for this sort of Justified style thing, but it was just garbled nonsense. Like, it was just horrible.
Yeah.
So that came off very poorly. My main thing about that show is they definitely treated the video games aspect of it a lot more with care than usual.
Yeah.
And I appreciated that, but man, they really loaded that thing up with commercials in a way that was distracting. And not just, like, the reveals. I mean, like
commercial-ass
commercials? There were commercial, the game, yeah. Commercial-ass commercials for games in between segments.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, stuff that's out.
Yeah.
Which I get, you need sponsorship money, but...
Yeah, that thing ain't cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet fucking everyone working on Hardline is super fucking bummed what they thought was going to be their relatively innocuous, like, fucking, you know, I don't know, cops breaking the rules to get the job done has been, like, a fucking tenet of American culture for decades. We could do that, too, just like Stallone did in Cobra.
Like Eastwood did in several different movies.
Yeah. Society loves that shit. Like, oh, maybe not right now.
I think society maybe fell a little bit out of love with that shit at a certain point.
Yeah. And for them to just fucking lean into it.
Mm-hmm.
To be like, yeah, break the rules! Like, dude, no! What the fuck? Come on! No possible rule breaking you can come up with for your fucking fun video game story will even compare to the real life potential rule breaking that actual cops are doing.
Yep. Oh boy. Like, there's probably no chance that they just cut their losses on that game. Like, that game's probably gonna come out, but...
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean,
there's a part of me that wonders if it really should.
It's one of those things where I bet it, like, that's not gonna have a huge impact on sales, because most people just buy it for multiplayer, and,
right.
Like, who knows if it was gonna do that well to begin with.
They're buying it because it has the word Battlefield on it.
Because Battlefield has become a tarnished fucking thing, regardless.
Right.
But it's got to be one of those things that doesn't necessarily paint EA in a great light.
No.
Maybe they could fix it by just as soon as the campaign starts, a little thing fucking fades up and it just says 1986. Done.
Yeah. If they're going to do that, they should just make a Cobra game then.
They always should have just made the Cobra game.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, there you go. Just put a quote on it that says, "All cops went to jail after their actions." Game ends with the cops getting arrested, indicted, thrown in jail, and the criminals all walk free on technicalities. And then just fucking Peter Moore's face comes up at the end and says, "Are you happy now? Huh? Huh, you fuckers?" Beard.
That man has more beard than face. So his face grew out of his beard.
Yeah. I feel like there's, you know, the two words that maybe sum up why I dislike coffee culture so much are Intelligentsia Coffee as a brand.
I mean, if it makes you feel any better, that's making me hate it a little bit more as someone who drinks a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
So, I think you're not wrong there. Here.
Yeah, it's a weird little back seat on your bike.
And we're here.
We're going to go get it done, as they say.
Get-er done, if you will.
Oh, sorry. I misspoke.
Yeah.
See you, everybody.